Having just finished a major project to repair a dam once considered a threat to public safety and property, officials in the city of Springfield, Massachusetts, have turned their attention to a second dam in the same area. The city is actively seeking proposals from engineering firms to do an analysis of the structure of the Upper Van Horn Reservoir Dam. In 2016, a $2.4 million project began to rehabilitate the lower earthen dam in Van Horn Park, which had been classified since 2007 as a high hazard because state inspectors found it to be structurally deficient and in generally poor condition. Springfield Park Commission Chairman Brian Santinello said at the time the repair project began that officials had kept a nervous eye on the dam for 15 years.
And we would be getting reports from consultants that were saying, you know, all it's going to take is a 100-year storm and this thing could breach. Well, along came Hurricane Sandy. And thank God it veered off and it missed us.
Officials said if the dam breached, it could cause catastrophic damage to homes in the Atwater Park neighborhood, businesses and residences in the North End, and Bay State Medical Center. Repairs to the lower dam were finished last fall.
We now have really a beautiful dam structure for the lower dam, and it's created that safety for both Bay State Medical and the north end of the city.
Pat Sullivan, the city's director of Parks, Recreation, and Buildings, said the upper earthen dam is not considered a safety risk at this time.
There's no immediate danger with the upper dam. However, we don't want it to get to that point, and that's why we want to start the study and then start looking for any grant resources that might help with the funds that would be needed to correct the deficiencies in that structure.
The upper dam forms an embankment for Armory Street and provides flood protection.
What's happened over the years with many of the dam structures, they're earthen dams, and the thought was when they were built was to allow trees to grow on these structures, and that is no longer the case, as the trees can come down in storms and create voids in the earthen structure, creating weak spots in the dam. So at this time, we are doing a study both on the structure and the spillway that goes under Armory Street and to make the appropriate repairs.
As part of the lower dam project, all trees and stumps were removed from the structure and a walking path was built on the top. Hard-packed stone was put on the water side. Repairs were made to a pipe that goes through the dam, a concrete outlet, and steel bar grates. $120,000 has been earmarked for the study of the upper dam. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.